So for all those Pokemon Go lovers out there, you may have recently heard that Niantic announced they're expanding into 3D data collection. So what is 3D data collection? To explain to us what it's all about, we are joined by expert in augmented reality, Dr. Samad Sapazgazar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for those of us like myself who aren't super tech savvy, can you explain to us what is 3D data collection?
3D data collection is actually the process of using a scanner and creating point cloud data. So there are so many different types of scanners and tools to help you to create 3D data. And one of them is LiDAR, light detection and ranging, which is a remote sensing method. So this kind of tools will help you to create point cloud data, which is three-dimensional, so you can get a better understanding of the depth and you can walk through. So you can also create spatial temporal models as well. So there are so many advantages around this kind of modeling. But the real thing is this process is very complicated. And if we want to use this in the game industry, we need to resolve so many different challenges. But the current YouTube like video available or like a short video available on the Niantic blog, it shows that they used a crowdsourced mesh, and this, the quality of this is a little bit different than other kind of virtual environment available to users, because this is mirror world rather than a virtual, fully virtual model designed or created by someone else. So this comes from the real world. So you need to detect the area, use a scanner and scan the space and create such a thing, lots of points. And these points, we call it point cloud, should be transferred to mesh and then represent the entire space.
But the
scanner...
What's the purpose of this way of collecting data? And is this new, this form of data collection, some argue it's just a guise for companies to gain even more data about its consumers. Is that the case? Or what's your point of view on that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the advantage of this 3D model is to give like a experience, a different experience to the user, but you can't fully, like the user should contribute to creating this model as well somehow, because you need to go and then collect the data, but the quality of the data depends on a few factors like your scanner, what kind of a smartphone you are using, and also your motivation, and also when you scan the data, the current evidence shows that you can't scan the roof or outdoor, indoor at the same time and put all together. I mean, it depends on the data processing procedure as well. But this is interesting at the beginning, but in a real practice, we are not sure if we can have the whole entire world data. So in the advertisements at the beginning, they say that it's going to be like we have in the entire world 3D map. But in a real practice, it would be a little bit different because it's challenging at the beginning. But in long term, it's achievable. But in a short term, it's not really possible to have all that kind of things using users' scanners, because you need different types of data as well, like you need satellite data if you want to entirely model the real world. You need the height of building, outdoor area as well. So you can't just rely on users' data, but users' data going to help you to create a valuable built environment and model. So still it's valuable, but it's not really perfect.
Well, absolutely. That's a big, big job to fully scan the world and use it for augmented reality. That's not a small job. So what are the implications of this type of technology for the entertainment industry and the gaming industry?
Yeah, that's a good question, because this kind of technologies can change the entire process of gaming design as well, and this will affect on users' life as well. For example, in this new practice, you have virtual creatures available to you, and they are in your real environment, so you can see them. You can see them in your real environment, and you can interact with them. What does it mean? It means in the future you can even create so many favorite characters, whatever you like, and then you can interact with them every day, and it's going to be a part of your life as well. So it will affect on your life as well. On the other hand, the entire gaming industry or filming industry will take the advantage of that to create mixed kind of models, sort of real and augmented. So real life will be mixed with the augmented models, and this is going to be a little bit complicated to imagine how it will affect on your experience and your lifestyle at the individual level or social level.
Absolutely. It's definitely interesting stuff and really interesting to see how the data collection is going to be used. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.
It has been a lot of fun. Thank you.